This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
0548-841-039. Share with me.
Okay, so my partner and I have been together for a while now. And then, of course, things are going on smoothly with us. Things are going on well. But just yesterday, he called me. He wanted us to meet up at the restaurant so we can talk. Can have a little talk. So of course I went, and after eating out meal, he then told me that he wanted some space. Yeah, just like that, he just wants some space. Well, the reason why he wants that space, he didn't tell me. It's still a misery. I've tried to ask him why he wants that space, but he says he'll tell me when he's ready. But I just said okay, but I don't know. I don't actually know why he wants that space. And if someone says he wants space, I don't actually know what it really means when someone asks for space. Then how long is going to take? And thinking about anything, I don't even know whether I've done something wrong. I don't know what I've done wrong. I'm still in the dilemma. I don't know if I've done something wrong, or he just really wants the space. That's why I'm here. I'm just confused. I don't know. Nah, that's why I'm here. So kindly help your sister.
So let me open the phone lines real quick. 0302-216568. 0302-216567. 0548-841039. Please give me a call. What do you think? The gentleman, I want to hear from you. When a man is asking for space from his woman, from his girlfriend, what does that mean? Does it mean he's up to something? It be our brewo? Like, what is it? Charlie, share with us, we beg you. Because we the women, you know, when we say we want space, pandye. Then trouble pan. 0302-216568. 0302-216567. 0548-841039. Give me a call. And I have a call. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, afternoon.
How Nana Crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, boss. Go ahead. Tell me, what do you think? What is going on?
It could mean anything, either he's searching out or not. Or room to breathe. However, you went mention about what does it mean if a man says
he wants space, yes.
Yeah, I think it's not really gender specific. Reasons can be the same regardless of who is in the picture. It doesn't really matter with the gender, you know, because we are people, we are human beings. But the thing is, if I wish you mention how long this relationship has been, a little more, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if the relationship is fresh, then probably the reason why he's not telling you the rationale behind him wanting the space, I can just assume and say maybe the relationship, because it's fresh, he doesn't feel like it's opening up to you that much, you see. However, if he's been around for a while, then I think the right thing to do is to let the people that you say you love, you know they love you, you know they care about, know that this is what you're going through, and because of that, you like for them to give you some room to wait for a while. Then it makes sense. However, it looks like he's not getting any answers from him. So you should just let him be and care for him from a distance. Care for him from time to time, see how he's doing. And just, you should just focus on yourself and leave it. You don't force people to do what they don't want to do. That's just it. The more you push, then it will become like, why are you asking too many questions? I said this, why don't you just literally leave me be? You know, you don't want all of that. So just care for the person from a distance. Once in a while you call, you check on the person. Once in a while you text and text the people, and then hope that they come around. Yeah, and it's...
Okay, my, thank you so much for calling, Anna. I have Pasolo on the line. Hello, Pasolo. Good afternoon, boss. How are you?
Good afternoon, Empress Na.
Yes, my dear. What do you
I'm
think
doing
about...
good.
That's good. I'm doing wonderful, by God's grace.
Thank God.
Pasolo,
we are coming live in Canada.
Okay. I know. You, dear, for the past how many years you've been showing up, and it's always fun seeing. That means this week, that weekend, we're eating kebab, right?
Sharp.
Then we'll sit down and do our usual conversations. Thank you, my darling. Pasolo, I need you to explain something to me. What does a man mean by he's asking for space? What does that mean?
Empress, now, to be sincere to you, most of we guys, if we want to exit in a relationship, we don't announce it. And that is the problem. He will not tell you that this is the main reason why I'm doing this. But you see, the game is just over, my lady. If someone tells you to give the person space, for how long will this lady be waiting for the guy? Now, the game is over. The game is over. This lady should find something different. She should not rely that he will come back another time, today or tomorrow. The game is over. I don't see any essence that you're hiding something. When the person is your girlfriend, the person is your fiancé, you tell the person, this is what I'm going through. So that you people could share problems together. By not giving me space without any reason, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm out. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear darling. Now, let me play real quick what we're discussing this afternoon, because Charlie, I'm hearing things. So somebody said with Jano is over. Don't, please. 0548-841039 0302-216568. Please listen to her for me. Eh?
Okay, so my partner and I have been together for a while now. And then, of course, things are going on smoothly with us. Things are going on well. But just yesterday, he called me. He wanted us to meet up at the restaurant so we can talk, can have a little talk. So, of course, I went. And after eating out meal, he then told me that he wanted some space. Yeah, just like that. He just wants some space. Well, the reason why he wants that space, he didn't tell me. It's still a misery. I've tried to ask him why he wants that space, but he says he'll tell me when he's ready. But I just said okay, but I don't know. I don't actually know why he wants that space. And if someone says he wants space, I don't actually know what it really means when someone asks for space, then how long it's going to take. And thinking about anything, I don't even know whether I've done something wrong. I don't know what I've done wrong. I'm still in the limb. I don't know if I've done something wrong or he just really wants the space. That's why I'm here. I'm just confused. I don't know. Nah, that's why I'm here. So kindly help your sister.
0302-216-566. Let me take some more phone calls. My panelists are sitting down. Or is my should we go inside? Oh, I have a call on the line. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Who am I speaking with, please?
Abna.
Hey, Abna, how are you, darling?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm doing wonderful, sweetheart. Tell me something positive, because I'm hearing breakup. I'm on my coming now.
Your name is
Go ahead, my dear.
Yeah or no?
Okay, Nanabna. Thank you so much for calling. Nanabna was my last caller. And let me get into the studio with my people. And Martin is here. He's looking so nice. And I got my girl here. Hey, Omo Lola is here for me, Bobo. Good afternoon, darling. Fidelis is here looking all innocent. As if Onyeri. I just told give him some more rundown about me. But let me start with Lola first. Lola, we've been going back and forth since you got here.
Yep.
What are your thoughts? Please, we're live on Facebook. Join the conversation. Please keep your messages coming through 0548-841039. Kindly use the hashtag CANDID. Whether it's X, it's Instagram, it's Facebook. Please, we're live. Join the conversation. Lola?
I wish that girl was my friend, yeah.
Why?
Because I'll give her the best advice ever.
Which is?
Take a vacation. You meet a nice guy. Bang. And move on. But she's not my friend. So I'm just going to say that, baby girl, focus on yourself. You see, some men are just heartless. They don't have heart.
Mm-hmm.
They have the heart is like 0.0001%. He doesn't deserve you. You are way, way, way better off than him. And see, this guy, I don't want to say anything.
Why?
But this guy, you go meet him soon.
Yeah.
See, she should just focus on herself.
Okay.
She should. And the best person will come along.
The best person will come along.
The best person will come along.
Because there's nothing she can do about it. It looks like...
I know it's... I mean, it's painful, but... Yeah. He doesn't deserve her.
No, you see, but you...
Space, Kini. What is space again?
Mm-hmm.
Space is what?
So probably, perhaps, he's putting her to a test trial.
Maybe. Are we writing an exam?
What? No. So I need space. She says what? The relationship was going smoothly.
Yeah.
They met up in a restaurant after he said. Yeah. And after he says what?
He wants space.
He wants space for some time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this guy wants to take a bold step and wants to see if he can do without the girl. So, my advice would be that she should just hold on for some time. But she asks that, how long is too long?
They play.
I can say like maybe a month. If she, after a month, she doesn't see any comeback or anything, then she can give up. But if the relationship was going smoothly, there's no need to be hasty. The guy says he needs space. Giving space doesn't solve anything, but maybe just from his angle, he might be wanting to take a bold step.
Or because he might be getting married someone else.
It could be, but let's be positive here.
Positive.
No, yeah. The reason I'm even giggling, no, it's like I'm confused. Like, it's making me nervous. Yeah. Wait, but let me ask you, Phil. When you say you want space from a woman, tell us, what does that mean? When you say you want space from a woman, what does that mean?
To clear your head of things.
The things that you can't clear with me in the picture?
Mm-hmm.
No, so if there's consistency of communication where, okay, you do something, I always tell you, Charlie, this thing you're doing is not good.
Yeah.
Stop it. And then you keep doing it. I want to try and move away for some time.
Okay.
To see if I can or not without you.
Okay.
Okay, that's like, what way should I use? Like just being logical, not to be hasty, to see, say, okay, this girl, if I'm taking the long haul with her, am I going to be able to survive with this her attitude?
Mm-hmm.
So this space I'm giving her or I'm asking for, was I a better person during this space or I was kind of missing out something when she was in my life?
Okay.
Or when she wasn't in there?
Mm-hmm.
Get it, yeah, so.
Fail.
Mm-hmm.
If you're giving me space, I need you to define your space. Because if you don't define your space can be a year. Your space can be a week. I can't wait for you for a year, hoping for you to come to a logical reasoning that you can or cannot be able to stay with me in the long run.
Yeah, that is why I stated a time frame of a month.
He didn't give it.
No, for the lady, she should just give herself like a month.
A week. Come on.
What kind?
And I'm not telling a lie from a man's perspective.
What kind of play is this?
It's not play. I thought it's a relationship. 100%.
So on the 1st of June, I'll be at the Rapier Jesse.
Of course.
My Jesse. So you want to see my stomach in that Jesse? Let's meet there, yeah?
What's in there?
So you see.
Yes, sir.
Nanka, empenachin de space for home. What's a kaswa? Metia bokobi. What a super space.
What is better than this?
What is wrong with people?
Kaswa na bokobi de adding.
How?
His relationship.
What space is there?
America, they have to me a bokobi ne kaswa.
Why would you tell me you even want space when we are staying apart already? If you want to do anything, you can do it. You don't need permission or you don't need my space to even do whatever you want to do. If you need to have your peace of mind, you can sleep in your own house and have your peace of mind. Just put off your phone on silent. That's it. And sleep. What is space? That is one. Africa crowd is space. What is space to an African lady? Anything I get on the board from, this is why I'm confused, because space in their day. Do you get it? Anyway, she should sit back, look at herself, things that she's done wrong. And then she's done right.
Yeah.
Weigh all those things and see if space never samba back up. Sometimes you yourself, you know, you've been a burden to the guy.
Yeah.
You've been nagging too much. You've been asking too much. You've been demanding too much. And so when a guy is saying, let's meet at a restaurant, catch and cry, say, come home, let me cook for you. It would have changed his mind. But you boldly go and eat.
Martin,
that's why I fed you. Not to
then
get you
feed
hungry.
Feed.
No. I fed. Boy, incredible. I had the local restaurant. I'll take you there, feed you, make sure you are full, take you home, feed you again. And when you are lying in my chest, I ask for the space.
You see, when I tell you some men are heartless, that's the definition.
Yeah.
Space belongs to married people, not more and more chimp.
Actually, true.
If I'm asking my wife, you see, the funny thing is, when I was married, I was in Accra and my wife was in Kumasi. I had a call one day and she says she wants a separation for some time. And I'm saying,
Separation,
okay. Separation, baby, in our. You are in Kumasi, I'm in Accra. What is the separation you are looking for? We are not in the same house. So you are already separated. But you see, to come back to this, then I think the lady should look at her own self. If she's done something wrong, she knows. If she's been good to, she knows.
Yeah.
She should just look at herself and then work it out. I don't think I am Panache, and we are all trying to see if we can be together. Maybe we just make loose and then we chop each other. It doesn't make us married. So there is no kind of commitment or anything. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, let me say this. Do men decide that, you know, they get tired when a man decides that he wants space from, say, you and I have been together and then you want space? What will make a man want to arrive at that point that he wants space? Because usually it's we, the women, that do, I want some space, you're suffocating me. But I rarely hear men say they want space. What will make push a man to want space?
He's getting married.
Mostly.
Now, there have been so many stories out there.
I know.
I want space. Sometimes he would even tell you, you're even in the same house with him, and he leaves in the morning. I'm going for a friend's engagement. He'd be on break, engagement, he'd go. And see, Martin just mentioned something that sometimes, or maybe the girl should just look at himself, that she was a nagger.
Yeah.
Wait, what is nagging again?
You talk too much.
Complaining.
Am I not supposed to talk?
No.
But the manner in which you put it.
Close your eyes. Don't talk.
Ah, why? If it's making me uncomfortable. But if you've been doing
something. See my phone, who is calling you? If it was your caller, it would have come to your phone. Why ask me who is calling me? Are you expecting a call on my phone?
Both genders now. we should just
I want the guys to speak. What would make a man want to arrive at that? That Lola says probably he's getting married somewhere. Yes. He just needs you to, you know, disappear.
I need peace of mind.
Peace of mind from what?
You see,
from
all the attitude. You are giving me.
You know, if a lady has
sometimes, so I'm tired of you. So I want that space to check if Mefua, before there I'll try, but Mefua near acquired him.
Himema,
is me, Martin.
He's agreeing.
Everybody, and me, it's actually, it boils down to your behavior.
Your behavior.
Yeah, if there's one particular attitude you're always putting up, Charlie, you give me some space, let me think things through.
So that's for you.
That's for me, yeah.
But Martin did.
But a player never breaks up with a lady. Give me space. Until men can be. 1 year later, I'll call you. Are you solo there? How are you? Can we meet? I'll come and take it.
Hey, Titi has joined us. I really want to understand what is going on. Titi, good afternoon, darling.
Good afternoon.
Yes, my dear.
Yeah. How are you?
By God's grace. So
greetings,
people are.
To everyone too.
Titi.
Yeah.
Martin said a lot of things that I don't understand about men. What will make a man decide that he wants space from a woman?
Oh, maybe he just wants to break up, but he's not being bold.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what could be. Because the girl thinks that everything, let me put it that way, she thinks, because I mean things weren't going well for him to arrive at this conclusion.
For whatever reason, it could be simply he wants to break up. Perhaps he doesn't know how to put it in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to hurt your feelings directly.
But space is also hurting my feelings.
He's doing it, but he's doing it gradually.
We all know that the truth is better.
Yes.
So why not tell me the truth in the
pen? What if I tell you the truth and it could result in suicide?
But it's still suicide.
Even worse.
Wait. Yes, worse than suicide. So if you tell me you want space,
we say just give a space. So give him the gap.
What gap? How long?
And so how long? For me, as soon as that word comes out, it's just another nice way to say we are no more. Yeah.
So 1 week
we are no more, because you know what? A man tells you, oh, give me space. Okay. He goes, finish with whatever he's doing.
Then he comes back.
It could be a year or two.
Or he's even married with kids and come back.
That's another possibility. But mine is, so he comes, he comes back.
Uh-huh.
And then you both are back together. And then in the next 5 months, he comes back and says, give me another space. So how many spaces are you going to give? So it's just a nice way to say we can't be together anymore.
Yes, but yes, I still want your company.
Yes, perhaps.
Offer me something.
Perhaps I don't want it to be like Medifel, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want it to look like Medifel.
Yeah.
Let us just be matured about it. Did I say anything?
I don't even know what's going. It's okay. It's not like whatever you say.
Yeah, because he doesn't want it together. He doesn't want us to exchange words. He doesn't want us to fight and bring people in and here and there. He's just being diplomatic about it. Mm. He just give me space. And with time, I mean, when you are not hearing from him or you're not hearing from him like you used to. You know, he's not available, he's not around you, you can't talk to him like you would have wished. He knows it will die down gradually. And then you just realize he's no more part of my life. Mm. And so I can continue without without creating any scene, you know. He's just being, one, you could say he's being matured.
Mm-hmm.
Two, but I would say he's not being bold.
He's a coward.
To really, yes. He's just finding another way to tell you that it's time we move on. You get it? Yes. So I think for me, well, I don't believe in that word. Well, I know separation sometimes works for, I know some couple are, they've gone on their separate ways.
Yeah.
And they are enjoying the relationship more than when they were
in
the same roof.
Okay.
You get it. Yes, so perhaps the entrepreneur, you know, so nobody feels really attached seriously So okay. I'm thinking maybe, but this one, you are not married. And he says, can you just give me space? Space to do what? For how long? What is his expectation? What is he expecting you to do whilst he's on break? What will he be up to whilst he's on that break? What is he doing? Will he be going out with another person?
Definitely.
Is he going to pray and fast? Is he going to, you know, what is it going to do? There should be some explanation. So he said, I should give you space. I should give you space for how long?
He didn't even explain nothing. What he had done wrong. Yes. Nothing. So,
and no, for him to at least buy food for you to share.
At least.
It means it's the last supper.
Hey, this last thing supper. Is very painful. Let me ask you real
quick.
It's
the last supper.
Don't you men, I'm speaking to the three of you. Don't you men believe in closure? So Ajua, oh yeah, or Ajile, you did this and that. And I told you, like, it was uncomfortable for me to say, oh, see. Okay, so this is what I did. Or, ebia manya we ye, ana ebia osimi mkutu na mankutu ye.
See, did you understand me? Did you witness the show at the O2 Indigo?
Which one? That boy, what's his name? The musician, no?
Yes.
Yeah, no?
Yes.
And then the girl's boyfriend got pissed off.
No. Our recent Indigo,
Doctor, you know, friends and doctor.
What's friends and doctor?
Friends and medical.
Mina. Yeah, so sorry, you witness. You know, you see how so. You see how they were able to reunite.
Yeah.
From the Debbie days.
Uh-huh.
You know, you see. So sometimes he doesn't want to just, you know, create any scene so that, I mean, one day you never know. Mm-hmm. You could come back, you know, to perform on such a big stage.
Aww.
You get it.
Okay.
Aww. Is that okay?
Yes, please. So you don't see everything. Now, what the kaka show me?
Yes. Yes, yes. And then, you see.
Phil said.
Who do you kaka? It has over him.
You don't give her the chance to talk too much.
Yeah.
You get it. Maybe someone arbitrates him.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, you see space, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you've done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I just need space. Let me go and work.
You do that, you are not being fair to the woman.
No, she should think. Next time, if she goes into another relationship.
For me, I believe if she's done something, be bold and point it out.
Be bold enough to tell me.
You know,
that.
Why would you?
That's not
married to her.
Or
it
now,
could be hearsay.
No.
You owe me.
You owe her something. You owe her.
Wait, hold on.
Emotional. No. How can you rehearse that?
We don't make mistakes.
Wait. Guys, hold on.
Rehearsal. On the church day, if we are performing, not mistake, but that is when the pastor will complain.
Yes.
But if you are rehearsing now, what is mistake? That is why we are rehearsing. We rehearse to know the mistakes and correct them when we are going to perform.
So the bedroom gully night was rehearsal.
And rehearsal, and you experience.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a
work experience.
Yes. Oh, but you learn. It's a learning curve. Once you get there,
wow.
You learn so many things. Oh, you get it.
Okay.
How to accommodate, how to perform, how to, you know, these are all things you need to understand. It's part of life.
Mm.
Critically thinking it.
Yes, my dear.
The girl stated that everything was smooth.
Yes.
And now he wants space.
Yes.
Considering the fact that he even took her to a restaurant
to eat.
I don't think she should take it out of proportion. Maybe the guy has a bigger picture or a bigger this thing.
No, but you see, you know what I think?
It is something personally, I would do to put a girl to test.
Oh.
If maybe I want to take a big step.
So you take her to dinner.
And tell you, I need some space. Yeah.
Boy.
To clear my mind.
Clear Kini.
Then Charlie, maybe
so,
after a month
clearing your mind, if someone comes into her life.
And then,
she moves
patient.
On.
No, she should be patient.
Patient.
That's why I said, after a month, you ladies have this 90-day rule. You have this 90-day rule. I don't know if it's after one relationship or whatever. Uh-huh. When you meet a guy, you have this 90-day rule after 90 days before you sleep with a guy.
Do you guys wait for that 90-day rule?
It's not every one of us who do the 90-day rule. Hey!
Yeah.
No, that's it. They pay me because I can't seem to understand. Okay, let me bring the messages in real quick. This one says, good afternoon. Hope you and the crew are doing good. How are you guys? Yeah, we're doing well. What the man is saying, it means Tin tone tan. What does that mean to it the ladies? She should just look up, sharp cry, say, it's good to hear from you. Happy birthday to my lovely sister, Mandeline Ampong. God bless and increase your yields and make you blessed forever everywhere you go. That's coming from Ivy Dankwa. Good afternoon, my darling Radio Queen. Please just tell the lady to move on, eh? Because if everything was fine, why didn't he invite her to his place? But now to a restaurant just to talk to you. That should tell you he wants a breakup, because asking for space without any reason means breakup, my sister. Move on. The guy is not serious. That's coming from Miss Mingo. People are deducing from their restaurant date and everything. Wow, very nice. I like how people can be FBI agents. My sister, it hurts, yeah, but it's high time ladies also develop the thick skin to walk on when a guy wants to call off a relationship. Yes. The guy simply needs a breakup and is not man enough to face you and let you know. Cut yourself a cake and move on. Don't forget to pop champagne on top. Don't cry under the shower and it says what? When done, cry under the shower and live your life. Some proper guy will come and get you and treat you better. That's coming from Picture Ghana. Good afternoon, darling. In marriage, there's nothing called space, because what bonds the two is love and affection. Where there is love and affection, space is not an option. So the moment one party asks for space, it means the lady should just quickly engage her love reverse gear ASAP, because before she's taken by events. That's Kim Bushai from Dodo. It's good to hear from you too. Good afternoon, Miss Na. This is Pretty Priscilla from Tema. In most cases, you'll need to give them some days or possibly weeks of space, depending on what happened. During this time, don't call or text him more than you agreed. If you do, he'll feel like you aren't respecting his wishes and become upset. If you can ask him what he prefers, tea. Okay, I told you a thing, Charlie. I'm doing good, Priscilla. It's good to hear from you. Pastor McCarthy says the person is about to make a critical decision in the relationship, which can be good or bad, and that's what Fidelis is saying. Harrison Delali says he wants to take a relationship break. Now, relationship, do we go and leave? Elijah Ngubu. Okay, I'm sorry, my darling. I can't mention that one. It's a pre-breakup preparation, mostly, but evaluate yourself in a relationship to see if I did nothing wrong or all that you've been typing is really true. Space might be needed for a reflection of the past. Without spacing, you will always say you did nothing wrong. It is the way preparing you for a breakup or wanting to see changes before you can continue. Assess yourself thoroughly, because I can see he has consistently complained about certain things and you see it as normal. I think I prefer Elijah's message, because then I have to, you know, check myself. Yeah, you said the same thing too. Yeah, I said, he says, far gone, baby, come to me. Dude is just trying to walk away easily. Hey, Charlie. Sweetheart, you've got another boyfriend, right? But McCarthy says, maybe he got another girl or he heard something negative about you, because there's a saying that there's no smoke without fire, my dear. Sadie Nam says, just give him the space and don't try bothering him. That's all. Look for plan B, says. Prince Boateng says, it's sometimes nothing. People need your personal space once in a while, regardless of the relationship you're sharing with him. Give him the space and don't read meaning into everything. Yeah, Boateng says, it simply means you have 1 minute remaining in that relationship. Oh my God. Yeah, Richie said, if it's a girl asking for space, I would have said it's over. For a man waiting patiently to see the outcome, because I have been there. Oh, okay. Prudent Raphael says, terminating of the love you guys shared in the past. My dear, move on. There's more to life, okay? Kwame Ansa says, he's getting married or he's got someone he preferred. Lola, one for you. Mamia Kosia Bash says, my sex, go and find Banku to eat. Someone asked for space and later came back saying, can we be friends for now? Because I don't want to disappoint you. Hey, love Ankasai. Hey. Cyril says, it's over. He's getting married to someone else. Oh, too. Wow. Oheniba Principal says, he's fed up with you or he's fed up with some of your behaviors. Perhaps he's been complaining about something you have been doing consistently, which you think is pretty cool. Or you have done something suspiciously hideous. that he has internalized or deteriorated the love and trust he has for you. Note that guys don't nag about ladies' ill behavior anymore unless we truly love you. Giving space means he's almost done with you. It's a new way of calling for a breakup. It's like we said, it simply means he's talking to another lady, but he's not sure how things might turn out because between them. So he's keeping you on the sideline so that in case it backfires, he'll come back to you. That's all. I think I agree with that one. And Aklair sent me a message. Aklair says, hey, Aklair, is that your name? Zebi Kenzie. She says, men say they want space because they are tired and they want to cheat with someone else to see if your kweku stays the same. But don't forget that here nobody be bar stop. If one car go, another guy could come. With that space. Okay. It says allow space. Yeah. I hear you, men, when you want to cheat, you ask for space. That's what my sister is saying.
Are you sure?
And people don't ask.
They don't.
Just go ahead.
They don't even need the gap.
Oh, no. It's fine.
Let's go to work. I'll be fine.
She should go to work.
Yeah, see, so the lady needs to find a job
and get herself.
Maybe she already got a job.
She's not working.
What do you mean?
She wouldn't waste her time with this message.
Ooh.
She should get a job and get herself busy, and I think she'll be fine.
She should get herself busy. I like the get busy part.
Yeah. Or she should get a job.
If there's an option, if there's someone behind the scenes too, he can gently bring the person into the scene.
So that is over.
She make a mistake.
No, she should heal first. Should
there will be no healing. Healing Fidelis, will not come.
What is you are the one that.
You see, I like that.
She just chill.
I like that.
She just chill.
Maximum no 1 month. You understand?
You see, just go ahead and do the thing.
Just forget. Fine. Okay. Just what?
Just for
she should just forget.
Forget about what?
I didn't say that. Hey, no, Martin.
She should just call the
his
next
mind
person.
Mine is just
this nasty.
Forget.
You just nasty. But Charlie, me from all I'm deducing, girl, run. All I'm here, they crack crying and say,
but you know,
run.
You know, it's one of the venues, few venues to break up with someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the restaurant. One of the places you break up takes place. Oh no, it's the specialist advice that if you want to break up with a lady,
do it outside.
Or a man, you do it outside.
Oh, so that you can contain
space.
So you can contain.
So that you can. Yes, yes. It's always advisable. So, my sister, if you are listening to this one, it is just a nice way to say goodbye. So, because the venue itself. It's critical.
Yeah.
Yes.
At least and left full.
Yes. Yes. And it's the last supper.
Thank you guys so much for joining. But I'm not happy for her at all. Charlie.
At all.
But sweetheart, you know, just, you know, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Hugh, I agree with Lola. Hugh, before you bring somebody else in and then poor Fidelis to come and pay for Martin's nasty.
Nothing hurts than healing. And just after healing, you get hurt again. So in the midst of the hurt, just hurt yourself more. And you'll be, Charlie.
Titi, what is all this? It's too early in the afternoon for this. Sweetheart, wow. Choose what Lola and I said. Choose peace over violence. Why?
Oh, but which one is violence?
Be hurting yourself. And, because when you do that, you damage yourself more.
You need something to just make the you forget whole, the whole, gets, in that yeah. very moment. Because if you don't take care, there are possibilities you could commit suicide. There are possibilities you could kill somebody. So instead of killing somebody or killing yourself, kill your thoughts.
With food.
Yeah, with food. And then and hang out with your girlfriends. Like spend time with it.
She's already
eating ice cream.
She's already eating. She's full. Yeah. The news came in after eating.
Ibo, it's okay, Akpa. It's okay. Thank you very much for your time. Why?
Just some 30 minutes and we'll do.